Or Vulture. Isn't Vulture still a person?
But Vulture's a thing.
Yeah, isn't he a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could bust out Vulture.
What? Why would they... How would that clue be Vulture?
It's not. I'm just thinking of more lame Spider-Man things they could throw at me. 25. Yeah, that's where we're at. Okay.
25 episodes. That's amazing.
It is. It's crazy times. Crazy times. We're all ready?
We're all ready. But it's... Sorry. It does work every time.
Every freaking time.
Stop things. Next week, I will make an effort to not say that.
All right. En tres, en dos, en un.
Oh, no. It says 26th on mine.
I told you I just fixed it.
Okay.
Man, you don't listen to anything I say.
Boy, it's like white noise. I'm trying to do other things. I can't multitask. I'm not a woman.
Man.
Oh, man, I want to put that on as a stinger, and I don't think I can.
She's a man, baby.
I don't think I should, in any case.
Yeah, don't make the listeners upset. Jesus.
The zero female listeners we have?
No, we've got at least one. Erica listens to every one of these things.
And how is women having the skill to multitask an insult in any way?
This is true.
Burn on them.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 25th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We've hit one quarter of a century number of episodes. Look at us go. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me at KS72 and Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello. I'm still laughing about the quarter of a century thing.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Okay. Special note, we were not murdered by Noble Browncoat, so good on us.
Yeah, good on him for that. Thanks for living up to your promise, and safe travels to you this weekend.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get to hang out with you more.
But yeah,
New Jersey has weird rules about bringing a one-year-old into a bar.
Yeah. But the drinks were good. But thanks to him for coming out and hanging with us for a couple hours. We had a good time. It was way more entertaining than that lame thing that they called the Super Bowl, which happened right after that. Because, man, that game made me sad. It was so boring. So boring. And outside of that stupid Cam Newton fumble, my 16-13 prediction was right on.
Ooh,
it was
close.
It was totally going to happen. And then Cam fumbled, and he looked at his life and went, I'm not getting hurt by diving in there. I'll just back out of here, out of the way, and let other people fight for that ball. Guys who make a whole lot less money than me, they can be involved. I'll just stand back and let the life roll by.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. But good on him, because, man, if I were him, I don't want to get hurt either. All right, so we are covering the week of February 10th through February 17th, 2016. Deadpool dailies this week. Today, got you a green Gamora. Thursday, green Black Widow. Friday, Black Loki. Saturday, purple Dream Warrior. Sunday, yellow Squirrel Girl. Monday, black Doctor Doom. Tuesday, purple Mystique. And next Wednesday is a green Hulk cover. Sadly, I've got a Dakin Dokken, Duke of Doc, whatever his name is nowadays.
Yes.
Dying in the window, so I'm going to have to end up saving enough ISO to champion him, because it's apparently I'm going to get two this week.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a dying on the vine dilemma that I need to run by you guys.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. Why not?
I think everybody has those now.
Well, here's what I'm looking at. I have 8 days left on Magneto, 9 days left on 2 Storm covers, and 10 days left on 2 She-Hulk covers.
Mm.
What do I do? I need, 100,000 ISO. I can probably manage any one of those within the next 8 days.
You're talking Mohawk?
Mohawk, yes.
Mm, I'd go Mohawk. I love Mohawk.
That's a really hard choice. Man, that's a hard choice.
I agree.
But you said only one Magneto.
Only one Magneto, but that's all I need to do is to get that legendary token, and
right.
The chance of me using Magneto in a future fight is high.
Yeah.
The chance of me using Mohawk or She-Hulk, significantly lower.
Hmm. Really? Because Mohawk's good in a fight. I mean, she's a little fragile.
Yeah. I mean, she's okay. She just doesn't thrill me.
I love her green and black. Yellow, not so much. Her yellow sucks. But green and black are pretty sweet.
I guess really, yeah, is that next cover that big a deal?
Or is it
just going to get me 500 ISO either way?
Yeah,
I did the next... For some reason, I give it more credence when you have multiple covers waiting.
Right.
For no good reason.
Right.
Well, I mean, it gets them that extra level, so they get some more hit points and a little bit more damage,
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I said good reason. There's a reason. I'm in the exact same boat with Human Torch and She-Hulk and Colossus.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've already made the decision, though. I'm going with Human Torch because he's slightly higher level, so it's slightly less ISO. Mm. So that's my decision.
Johnny Storm. Let's focus on me and my needs.
Yeah, see.
I would go Storm. That's what I'm sticking to.
Okay.
Man, I could make an argument for any single one of them. I don't know. I'd have to put Magneto first. If you can get the ISO in time, go with Magneto.
Right. Well, we've got at least that many days before the next show, so I will put that to the community.
Yep. Did you ooh, loot the prologue?
Yeah. Oh, I'm constantly looting the prologue when I get bored, and I often get bored. So, you know, it's not bone dry, but it's not going to get me 200,000 ISO in the next 9 days.
Yeah, to get you 6,000 or 7,000.
Yeah, absolutely, and it did.
Oh, way more than that, because you get 5 with the Ragnarok, you get 1,500 with another fight, plus all the 140s, and yeah, you can get 7,000-8,000 out of it.
Right.
I don't know if we're skipping ahead too much with that, but I had the same thing going on. I chose to do Mystique last episode, I think, and I did get Mystique up and was able to use both the covers for her, but that actually left me with exactly 88 ISO.
Nice.
And 8 more covers for people dying on the vine.
And you went back to the future.
That was a stretch, but that was good.
Nah, you missed me with that.
88 miles an hour,
and you get back to the future.
Oh, wow.
I told you it was a stretch, but it was a good stretch.
Sure.
All right, Ray, okay. We need a new special effect, by the way. I want a special, like, explosion noise for the crash of the Titans. All right, so on the 7th was Ant-Man, which I got nothing out of. Did you guys win that one?
No, I didn't participate.
Yeah, I tried it a few times, but at the level I had him at, I couldn't do it, and I had that decision of either trying to level him up and do it, or going for the Mystique, who would get me a legendary token anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, I just went with the Mystique. So, no, I was unable to do anything.
I feel like I missed it altogether. I feel like I was in Atlantic City with my two co-hosts and no computer. And since I play on Steam, I had no way to do it in a portable fashion.
Sad times.
But we'll just pretend like I played and lost anyway, because I think I have 1 or 0 Ant-Man covers.
Oh, well, then there you go. Coming up on the 12th, we got Star-Lord. And on the 17th is Professor X, which I may have a shot at. I've lucked into a few Professor X covers recently.
Right? You have his Invisible and his other stuff?
Yeah, I do. So we'll see how that goes.
Do you have any idea what you have him at? What levels his powers are at?
Un momento. Let me go into my roster. Dang, I didn't update my roster on Gamependium. Man, I really wanted to get that done this weekend, and then I went to Atlantic City, and I didn't do it.
So I have him at 251. The 5 is in his invisibility power.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes it playable.
I have him at 232.
Oh, wow.
I just now realized that I have a better chance because I have Star-Lord at 422.
Wow.
Man, I really should probably put some ISO into him.
Right. You guys both stand a fighting chance at these next two Crash of the Titans.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, good on that. I'll keep us posted.
I'll report back.
Yeah.
All right. The Gauntlet is still running, but we'll be finishing up soon. I don't know. 9, 10 hours on mine. Something like that. Wilderness. If you finish the Wilderness, you got your Recruit Token, your Alpine Gutcha, the Blue Rock and Groot, and Global Domination. You finish that out, you get a Sheevy X-23. I'm not going to make it. I got about, halfway through Global Domination, and that is as far as I've gone.
Yeah, I don't think I got halfway through Global Domination. I did get my Rocket Groot, I did get my Recruit Token, but yeah, that third round, man, it was too hard. I probably could have got at least further, but yeah, that trip to AC...
Yeah.
That took a lot of time, and while Craig can play... While he's in my backseat, I can't because I'm driving.
Right.
Yeah, I got as far as Simulation 36, which took away all the characters I like to play, so I was sad. Because I needed to fight Luke Cage and Iron Fist at the same time, so I couldn't use them.
Right.
And then it turns out that the computer's level 300 Luke Cage is way better than mine, and it was uppercutting my characters into death in one attack every time.
Yeah.
Right. I think I barely touched the Gauntlet. I... really utilize the time in between seasons to play any other game in my Steam library.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think I played the first stage of Wilderness because it gave me free people to play with, and then that was that. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You should go pick up that expansion for Age of Mythology.
I agree. I got it in my cart.
Okay,
I want to get them all. I want to get the whole package. the whole Age 2 with all the expansions, Age 3, and Age of Mythology with the expansions.
Age 3 is not so great, but...
No, really?
No, it's okay.
Right.
Age of Mythology was the best of the games.
Mm.
Although Age 2 is so good. So good.
Yeah.
All right, in any case, that was the gauntlet. Venom Heroic is up and running. 16,000 points there gets you a Purple Deadpool. 32,000 for 25 big command points. First is 10 first place through 10th place. Oh, F me up there. Our Kingpin covers, and 11 through 200 is Doctor Doom covers. So, lots of Doctor Doom to be had there.
Yeah, hoping to get some Doom out of that. I'm hoping to get those 25 command points, but we'll see.
And just appearing shortly before we started recording, Deadpool Versus, starting up on Thursday.
I like that PvE. That one's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Thursday, so 24,000 will get you a Black Doom. So another Doom coming up. 40,000 points for 25 CP. And the top 100 will get you your Spider-Gwen, whom we will talk more about later. And 101 through 150 gets you a gray suit.
Cool. It is 150, right?
Yes, I know there's a typo in the,
okay,
in the script.
Okay, that's fine.
it also says get G's gray suit, so...
Okay, I'll disregard all typos.
Yeah.
Got it.
PvP, as Ian said, the season finished up, so now we're in that bad part of the time where there's, you know, season events going on in the PvP land. So Balance of Power ran. I didn't play it because I hate that event. I think Ian's in the same boat. Yep. Ray, did you play it at all?
Yeah, I did not play it whatsoever.
Okay.
I actually was going to try it out, but yeah, again, that trip to AC took the time away, and then I looked at it once and went, meh, I'd rather get the story event point.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I was thinking Venom would be much better, time much better spent than just getting a bunch of, you know, one-star Iron Man and Juggernauts and just banging them against one another until one team comes out ahead.
Yep, I agree.
Terrible.
All
terrible
right.
Event.
So Blue Shift is running now, another non-season event. 800 gets you a Blue Quicksilver. 1,000 for a Blue Jean Grey. 1,300 for those 25 command points. First place is Kingpin. And 2 through 100 is Deadpool with your top 50 finishers getting some CP as well. All right, so some things that are coming that Ray will put links to on the website.
Yes, I will.
The developers put out their February information video on the YouTubes. Some things they mentioned is that we are now 1 year into the Deadpool Daily Quest.
Wow.
And they will be making some changes to it.
Yeah, I saw the changes there. I can't believe it's been a year already.
I know, it's crazy. The missions will be a little bit more random. You'll see more different things, you know, different characters show up in waves and things like that. So they're going to try and keep it a little fresh. And there's a few other things that there will be coming our way that they couldn't talk about yet at this time. But other things they did mention is that R94, that got posted, and we'll have some Iron Man changes, which we'll talk about here in a sec, and R95 is going to have some vision changes. They also mentioned that coming in March will be the return of the variant covers will be showing up, so those are kind of cool.
Yeah,
definitely. The video is actually already on our homepage. It is currently mislabeled, but we'll be fixing that very shortly, as soon as I'm done here. So I had a question about the way that I heard it. Are they also going to be changing up what the featured 3-star is going to be each day, so that we can't predict who it's going to be?
I couldn't really tell. He said that they're going to be randomizing things and making them more unpredictable. So maybe.
No.
Maybe that means that 2 stars will be featured or 4 stars will be featured. Who knows?
2 stars would be weird.
Yeah,
it would be
not?
Weird, but I'd be into that anyway.
Yeah, why not? If you have more reason to keep them.
Yeah, I agree. I like the event in any case. So I wouldn't be opposed to either of that. But was just curious.
There's another hint in patch notes 94.
Hmm.
It says, wow, sorry, song just popped into my head. This is a G-rated show, so I'm not going to sing it, but it also ends with Need Love Too. Bump, bump, bump. So it's Villains Need Love Too.
Yeah, that's far more open-ended than the last one.
Yeah.
The last one is like, the new character will be Spider-Gwen. There's your clue.
Yeah. So we were trying to just brainstorm off the record here as to, there's got to be some villain who has, you know, got a love interest with some hero that goes poorly, so...
Right. Really, my first guess, and my only guess so far, is that it's going to be the Enchantress, but that's all I got.
I just don't... I, maybe?
She's the only love-based villain that I can think of off the top of my head.
Right. Yeah. I'm wondering if it doesn't... Okay, here's my theory. Is this not really... It doesn't really have that much to do with love, so I'm probably wrong here. But they've been stuck in the Spider-Man world for so long, they just think, you know, Villains Need Love Too, they're just going to throw in a Spider-Man villain, and we're going to see a Green Goblin. That's what I'm running with, and no matter how wrong it actually is.
It's super wrong, But I see what you're saying. Like, not a love-based villain, but villains need attention as well.
Exactly.
And instead of constantly beefing up heroes, we will throw you. So maybe they're going to do some work on Juggernaut.
Mm.
Dream come true for some people.
It would be.
Yeah, I'm running with Green Goblin. I give it like a 20% chance.
4-star Juggernaut would make me so happy, but it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to be, you're ready for him, 4-star Vulture. He's coming.
I don't know how you got to Vulture.
Because he's a dumb Spider-Man villain, and, you know, why not?
Okay, so you're using my theory, but going with a far less likely character.
Well, it could be Mysterio. He's awesome. He's got
I was going to say, I thought you were drawing your theory from Mallrats when Stan Lee is referencing the issue, Love Be a Vulture Tonight.
No, but that's sweet. Good job. All right. Other things in patch 94 is something we talked about with Noah Browncoat at the bar. Is they're fixing a bug where damage dealt by Nova's Rocket Man was being unaffected by his strike tiles. So
sweet.
That's
well, good on
fixed.
You guys.
Yeah.
Who knew that rum could fuel such discussion?
Hey, rum
can
fuels
fuel
everything.
Every discussion.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's what's going on. The big Iron Man changes.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Boy, there's changes to be had. They're changing all three of Iron Man's powers. They felt that since he's like one of the first 3 stars, if not the first 3-star, because they couldn't remember, that, you know, he fell far behind, and they wanted to give him a good update. So Unibeam has got more base damage. It's reduced the number of AP pulls that it drains, and added more damage as it increases. So the new Unibeam now costs 13 red, and at level 5 does 2172 and drains up to 2 of the team's yellow, purple, and black. And at max does 6,781 and drains 2 yellow, purple, black.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
an
improvement. So
probably
it's a fair improvement.
Double damage. It's about double damage from the old Unibeam.
Right.
And the old one drained 2 from every color, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Yes.
So it doesn't drain as much and does way more damage. Ballistic Salvo has gone down from a ludicrous 20 down to 16, which is still a whole lot.
Right, but manageable.
Right.
Especially with his other power.
So now at level 5, it's 1035 to the enemy team and destroys 6 random basic tiles. At max, it's 3235 to the enemy team, which is pretty good for, you know, a whole whack the whole other team.
Right, 3200 to the whole team is solid.
Yeah. Destroy 6 random basic tiles and drains 3 of the team's yellow, purple, and black.
Okay, so they got rid of the stun effect and they trimmed the cost.
That is correct. And then Recharge has gone up from 6 to 8, but creates 3 2-turn countdown tiles to restore 3 red and blue each, but stun him at basic. At 5, it's each countdown tile produces 4 red and blue, 3 green, and 1 purple.
Okay.
At max, does the same, again, stuns him for 2-turn. 4 red, 4 blue, 3 green, 1 purple, 2 rounds of stun.
Right, at a cost of?
8.
6?
No, it went up from 6 to 8.
Yes, doesn't the cost go down from 6 to 7 to from 8 to 7 to 6?
Oh, you are correct. Sorry, missed that part. Yes.
No problem.
Yeah,
starting
I guess that as well.
At level
Good
4,
call.
It goes down to 6.
Yep.
So, all right, so once you get it up to at least level 4, it goes back to its old cost, and it's
right.
better.
And right off the bat, it starts giving you blue. You don't have to bump it up to get blue. So,
I think he is now going to be back on the usable train.
Yeah,
once,
for sure.
Once these kick in, which would be nice, because I never use him because I didn't like him. Way back in the day when I was first getting 3-stars, I would use him all the time just for yellow. And just stun him to fuel other people's power.
Sure. And that's still a valid tactic, because he makes even more now. He's making red, blue, green, and purple.
Right.
Yeah, the only time I ever used him was when I was 1 to 2-star transition. I only had 1-stars, and I got a yellow Iron Man Model 40. So I would just use him to make match damage. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was my highest level character.
Nope, I do. I understand that.
And then use his yellow to stun himself and give my other people powers.
Yep.
But that's the only time I've ever used him, so it'd be nice to get him back in a usable place.
Yeah, so that's good on him, and I don't remember already if I've mentioned or not, because my short-term memory is apparently terrible. But in R95, they're going to be taking a shot at fixing up the vision.
Right, you have not... Well, I think you mentioned that earlier, but we were going to come back around and talk about it more. Speaking of these revisions, have either of you had a chance to utilize slash benefit from, and by either of you, I mean Ray, because I know that Craig has not played anybody who isn't Luke Cage in the last year. Quicksilver changes. Yes, no, maybe so?
I just started using him in the Venom Heroic because I believe he's boosted in there.
Okay.
He's at least usable in there.
Good.
There's so few characters that you get to use in the Venom Heroic.
Yes.
In any case, I have matched him up with my Iceman.
Okay.
I don't have green for my Iceman, so I just basically use Iceman to generate blue.
Sure. Sure.
Which then powers Quicksilver's, what's it called? I don't have it in front of me.
Nope, it's not Idle Hands, tiles. And it's not Fists of Fury. It's the one where he zips around and stuff happens.
Yeah, anyway, the blue lock, you know, it locks the tiles.
Yep.
So those two have been reasonable together. Yeah, I've been able to get that to go off fairly regularly.
Supersonic. Supersonic.
Supersonic.
Yes, supersonic.
So... He's better. He's definitely better.
Good.
He's reasonable damage on his black and his green, and they don't take too long to charge. So, yeah, I like it. I only have him at level 133 normally, but he seems to be doing reasonably well.
All right, let's talk about the details on Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen. She's chock full of music. All right, her purple power is all the young kids with their teenage kicks. Better run, outrun
what?
My gun.
No, that is a long title.
Yeah. It's called Teenage Kicks.
So Teenage Kicks for six purple.
Craig just had to make a music reference.
I did. So she does
it. Right, and it was a bad stretch.
Shut up.
Those
your
aren't
face.
The lyrics at all.
You know, Pumped Up Kicks, Teenage Kicks is not that far. Shut up. All right, so she does some crazy backflip. She boots you in the head and stuns you for six purple. At when it gets up to level 5, it does stuns two random enemies. Which is that's super nice, because stuns them for two turns and creates two, you know, spider web tiles, because that's what spider peoples do.
Yeah, for 6 AP, stuns two characters for two turns.
Yeah, that's
brutal.
Yeah. Her red power is cherry bomb!
Oh.
Yeah, I told you, it's terrible. For 12 red, Spider-Woman explodes into the fray, wiping the ugly grins off her enemies' faces. Base does 1,500 damage to the enemy and removes a random web tile from the board. Costs one less for each web tile on the board to a minimum of 6. So you can start spamming that once if you get the other powers off, since both her other powers create web tiles. At level 5, it's 4819. At max, it's 9390. So that's a whole lot of damage.
Yeah, 9,300 points of damage. That talk about finally getting a spider person who can do some damage. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Miles can do some stuff, but not to this level.
Right. But that opened up a whole new theory for me.
Uh-oh. What?
Go ahead. You're fine. Okay. I was for the new character.
Oh.
I was like, wait, Spider-Woman. Right. No? She's
not a villain?
She was. She's like a double triple agent.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. All right, her yellow power is pump out the jam.
It's
pump
kick
it
out
up.
The jams.
Oh, kick out the jams. All right.
Man!
For 8 yellow, she gets into a good jam session with the Mary Janes and gives each teammate a burst of health and creates web tiles. So she's another character who can heal the team.
I haven't looked for the animation. Does she come out with a guitar or anything?
No, no, drum set. She plays the drums.
Oh, okay.
The animation does have
a
drum kit,
I'm even more bored
I
with that.
At level 5, it grants 1573 health and creates 3 web tiles. At max, it's 3064 health and creates 3 web tiles.
Wow, for the whole team?
Yeah.
That's generous.
She's going to do some good healing, and she can do a pile of damage. So she looks like
she's
going to be super
stunning.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks she's going to be real good.
She's a well-balanced standalone character.
Yeah. Sounds real good, so we'll see how it goes once anybody gets any of her.
We'll give it 3 days, and then we'll take a look at King Dreadnought and see how it's going.
3 days? Man, you're generous.
Right.
I'm thinking he just buys them all on the first day.
That's a lot of clicking, I'm just saying. You gotta open all those 40 packs.
I suppose so. So that's kind of the new jazz that's going on. Ray, what do you got in your neck of the woods?
Listener comments. That's what I have. Hey, I forgot. I did forget one thing from last week, and I just wanted to mention it. User, Reddit user, Scrognog Gutentag. all he posted was, "Are you ready to rock?" and then put a link to a picture of the Kiss comic book.
Oh,
the comic
yeah.
book that was written in their blood. In any case, I just wanted to call him out because I wanted to say Scrognog Gutentag.
Well worth it.
We had a couple people saying that they enjoyed the episode last time, and it was worth the wait. The first, the one that I have in front of me, Screech 1979. I don't think I've mentioned him before, so there you go. Yeah, sorry about that, but Ian, I think, couldn't do it on the day we normally record, and we actually had a couple people, Think Palm, Leonard, who said, glad you're feeling better.
Whoa, 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 before we go any further, let's be clear. Craig could not do it on the day we normally
do.
Oh,
this is true.
I couldn't do it on the first makeup day because of botulism.
This is true. We should blame Craig first. And then,
we should
then
definitely blame Craig first.
Nope, blame my wife. It was her birthday.
Did she? Nope, definitely Craig's fault. Okay, back on board.
Okay. I don't think this is really a retraction, but maybe a comment. I got a comment from Sigma Blade that he said he was glad he was mentioned. However, he wasn't the one who suggested Old Man Logan for the Black Tiles, and I just wanted to clarify. I basically just mentioned a whole bunch of people who were talking about who could create black strike tiles and threw all the names together. So, you know, if I threw your name in there irresponsibly, I apologize. But the idea was that there were multiple characters who make black strike tiles. And he also had to say that Spider-Gwen in the comics, when she was released, she was incredibly popular character, her comic book was. So you can really understand why the move for them to put a Spider-Gwen in. I think that's the general consensus of everyone, is I think we were a little negative toward her.
What? But, by we, you mean me?
Well, yes. Last thing from Sigma Blade. He had a question. Or will our featured character of the week change from 3 stars to 4 stars, or will we be going back to 2 stars next?
My plan was to go to 4 stars.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and my plan was to follow along and do what Craig said.
It was Craig's idea, so we'll probably just go with that.
I mean, I suppose if we really wanted, we could do, you know, one of each, since there's a pile of 2 stars. But at this point, I don't really have too many of them, so I would have very little to comment on because I don't use them. So,
right, but there soon. You go.
But 4 stars are, you know, where the game is going, so.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, by the time we get there, it'll be an ever-expanding list.
Right, right. So there'll be lots of 4 stars to talk about.
Right. Area code 212 tried to answer the Punisher question by saying, yeah, he doesn't really work with anyone because he is a loner. He is a one-man wrecking crew. He does all the things himself. And I thought that was an interesting, interesting idea. That's why he doesn't go well with anyone. However, follow-up to that, Stinkbomb suggests that he used Magneto with Punisher early on, but he says Punisher and Doom work out fairly well together. Doom converts blue to feed Punisher's black, which does more damage than Doom's black, and they have, other than that, they have little color overlap. So that's an interesting idea. I might have to try that out, Punisher with Doom. Unfortunately, my Punisher is not too high. Stinkbomb also said, in reference to the Jetsons, that Cogswell Cogs and Spacely Sprockets, they are the same thing. Both owned by douchebags. It's the future Coke versus Pepsi battle.
All true. However, as I said, it was a great slot machine. I played some Jetsons this weekend at the Resorts Casino, and it gave me lots of dollars, and I was happy about it.
You guys walked all the way down there?
We took a cab. Well, no, we drove. We drove.
Oh, okay.
We did drive, yeah.
They say we took a cab, and I'm like, no, we didn't. We took a cab from the restaurant.
I wanted to mention Jayhawk Inc. He says he's been started listening, but he hasn't caught up to all the episodes yet. He might be there by the time this one comes out. So welcome aboard. Glad you're enjoying them. I have a question from Hiding from Muggles. He wanted to know he has a 3-2-1 Hawkbuster, and he wanted to know what we thought the best team-up/combo would be to put him with. And yeah. I have to say, I thought about this for quite a while, and my answer is, I didn't really think of anyone.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Hulkbuster lives on punching you in the face with his red, and the only person who really makes a good amount of red is Cyclops. But if you're going to do that, then you might as well just use Cyclops' red.
Right. You know, unless you want to use Hulkbuster's red and focus on Cyclops' black.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have enough experience with Hulkbuster to know how to maximize him. However, I feel like this is something that we can put to the community, and by this time next week, we will have not one, not two, but three solid answers for you.
It's possible. Yeah, the thing is, I mean, his red is where his power comes from, and his black generates red, and his blue generate red. But, yeah, who to team him up with? I guess nobody that uses red. Maybe just do a rainbow thing and use people with other colors? I'm not sure.
Right. Like, and we discussed, you know, if you want, you could, I don't know, you could try to shoehorn in two-star Magneto. He generates red and blue, but if you're fighting with a four-star and a two-star, something has gone incredibly weird.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll get to that next week then.
Yeah, we'll have to learn more. We just don't know. I apologize.
Next comment from WAB91. He says, the time loop begins. I mentioned him again this week, so.
Oh, right.
Suck it. You're stuck.
He made a comment that I did want to make sure that we mentioned, which I think we already touched on, but he says, with the 20 ISO being gone, the prologue is really worth going back to. Mm-hmm. They changed a bunch of things, giving you 5K for the Ragnarok. And lots of two-star covers that you can use in your champions.
Right.
Did want to make sure to mention that again. And also he said that after we mentioned him, Loki is great, and he loves using him with the patch and three-star Magneto, which, yes, that is a fantastic team.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, after when the season ended and it kind of went into dead time, I went back and looted all the prologue. So I killed all those missions off and got those rewards. Because they're real quick to play at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went by real fast. Jason Jones 82, the guy who made our
Squirrel
the Squirrels Motley
Crew.
Yeah,
yes.
The Nutley Crew.
He says that he highly endorses all of the Mallrat quotes. Apparently, among his group of friends, they constantly tell each other to do it, Doug.
Do it, Doug.
Do it, Doug.
I forgot that you actually said that last time. But.
Yeah.
And Stinkpalm replied to that, and I had to I had to mention this. He said that his picture that he's using on the Puzzle Warriors website, our website, is a handful of chocolate covered pretzels, which I didn't even realize until he mentioned it. And I went back and looked, and sure enough, it's chocolate covered pretzels.
Hey, speaking of him, we'd like to welcome him into the Alliance.
Yes,
we sucked him into the Longbox Heroes.
The Longbox Heroes Alliance. One of our newest members. So kudos to Stinkpalm. He'll class this operation up.
I will finally end with a couple comments from a Leonard F. Chikarison. First, who do you think needs a power makeover more, Spider-Man or Hulk?
Hulk.
Yeah, I would go Hulk. He's just not strong enough he's the Hulk.
Right. I mean, right. I have trouble getting a lot of traction out of him outside of Galactus Hungers.
Right, we got a lot of play.
Holy smokes, did I ever. I put miles on that guy doing that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, as we know, the whole point of the Hulkbuster is so it can go toe-to-toe with the Hulk. And, you know, right now, the Hulkbuster
right,
totally
literally anybody
up with
can
Hulk.
Go toe-to-toe with the Hulk.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, really either. But Spider-Man is a decent support character already.
He got new animations. What more do you want?
Yeah.
His new animations, actually, I still get a kick out of this.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah. He also said congrats to Craig on that first place Redshift finish.
Yeah,
wanted to make sure you saw that. I don't know if you checked the comments.
Yeah. I'll win once again next year sometime.
He was also one of the people that, being a comic book person, aficionado, he specifically said that Spider-Gwen is hugely popular and is a very good comic. And I've heard nothing but good comments about the artwork and everything else in her comic. So there you go. And finally... Ian, you hate the in-game animations that take too long, but you will sit through several cycles of the daily Deadpool vault waiting to click. He didn't understand this.
No, I thought Craig's the one who hated the animations.
I there's lots of animations I hate, yeah.
No, I meant that the ones that shuffle the board because they take so long.
Oh, I do hate them something fierce.
I think you were just agreeing with them.
I might just agree with Craig. I don't know. I don't know that I love the animations per se, but I'll use... Doc Ock and Loki at the same time.
Oh, that makes my heart hurt.
But yeah, I'm contrary at times. I apologize.
The last thing that I will bring up is Sigma Blade asks when we are going to update our game pending rosters. Which
I
believe Craig is the only roster that's behind the times. At least
I forgot
significantly.
I will totally do it this weekend when Ray's not paying attention during our D&D game.
I think someone will let him know.
So when he's not murdering my character, I will totally be updating my roster.
Murder Craig. Check. That's all I have.
All right, Ian.
Yes.
Cue the sound effects.
All right.
Go.
3-star character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
All right, this week we are featuring
the worst character
Cyclops.
In all of Marvel.
Nope. Not even close.
The douchiest member of the X-Men.
A super excellent character.
Ugh.
A top-notch mutant.
Ugh.
But one of my favorite characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest, Cyclops, also known sometimes as Scott Summers. He's got 3 powers. He runs red, yellow, and black. His red power, Optic Blasts, costs you 10 AP. He shoots the enemy for some damage and kills a random row of tiles across the board. Max damage is just south of 4,300 damage. And that's it's just straight damage. As it increases, the damage increases. That's all you need to know about that. Mutant Revolutionary, his yellow power, it makes red. It makes 4 red, it makes 5 red, it makes 6 red, it makes 7 red, and then it makes 8 red.
Pretty straightforward.
It's cost 7.
And is Noble Browncoat's favorite animation in the entire game.
No way.
Because Scott poses and shows you his butt.
Oh, that's right. I was like, it's not that good. It's not even good. Now I'm on board. Spandex butt cheeks. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, his black ability is Full Blast. It costs 13. He does even more damage than he does with Optic Blast. And if there are at least 9 red tiles on the board, he does more still. So this does 5,700 damage, approximately, and with an extra 2,500 on top of that, if there's enough red tiles. However, he is so exhausted from doing all this extra damage, he stuns himself for a turn.
Yeah, but it's only one turn.
Right.
Well, 2 turns.
Man, I'm not saying.
2 turns if you don't have enough red, but.
Yeah. The adjectives that I would use to describe him, I realized, are all taken as names for other characters, so I'll just say he's very good. Like, when I was thinking about him before the show, I was like, oh my god, I get to talk about Cyclops. That guy is a total beast. No, wait. That guy is a total juggernaut. No, wait. That guy is a... Never mind, he's good.
He's Damage Incorporated.
He is! He just pumps out the damage.
Yep.
I mean, he was...
Oh, he's way better in this game than he is in the comics. I'll give you that.
Oh my goodness, no way! When he had the Phoenix Force and ruled the world?
Yeah.
My goodness. And this is... All right.
Again, as we brought up before, this is the character who can't hit things... When he looks at them.
Right. I do realize that he aims with his eyes and there is that flaw. But you also have to consider when you are the only glasses-wearing child in your group of friends and you play X-Men when you're 6, you get stuck playing Cyclops. So you either learn to love him or resent all your friends.
I go to the second
option. I went with
A. Nope, because if you're the cool person, you know who you go with.
You always, you know, yeah, but you're wrong.
You go with Dazzler.
What? You know what? You're definitely wrong there. If you're the cool person, you go with Wolverine because you think he's cool, and then you realize you were mistaken because he's not that cool. He's just a jerk.
Bub.
So anyway, that's Cyclops. I can't recommend him enough.
Yeah.
Get him up to 166, champion him right now.
Yep, he's a damage machine. He's unbelievable, the amount of whoops he...
Yep, he is definitely... The best defense is a good offense in his case.
Yeah.
And I know Craig is going to cringe at this, but man, you team him up with Iron Fist and channel all that black into Cyclops.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Iron Fist, the man, is way too cool to be hanging out with Scott Summers.
Nope. That'd be significantly more effective in my mind than teaming him up with Luke Cage.
No way. Click, click, boom is where it's at.
That is not where it's at.
Where did I use that? I don't remember what event it was, but I teamed up Iron Fist and Cyclops and just murdered the other team. It was amazing. Because then you just, all you have to do is you get that black powered, hit Mutant Revolutionary to fill the screen with red so you know you got enough, and just bam.
Yeah. I can't argue with Cyclops. He is just so much damage. I just hate the character from all my years of reading X-Men so much that I just can't deal with him.
Yeah, I don't get that. I grew up reading a ton of X-Men. Cyclops was never my favorite. But
he was good. And in that 6-player X-Men game,
yeah,
his throw was phenomenal. He could throw someone further than all the other characters.
Dazzler.
And his high power thing, you know, when you press jump, attack, and special at the same time,
that
Optic Blast was excellent.
Was it Dazzler?
No, it was better than Dazzler.
Nope. You needed two characters.
Actually, Hearthrow was as good as his.
You needed Dazzler and Storm because she had that stick.
Storm is all you needed, to be honest.
That is true. Because that extra pixel that stick gave you made all the difference in every fight.
You needed one person for Storm to beat the bosses and one person to be Colossus to hold the screen so new enemies didn't spawn.
Yep, it happened every time, too. What a great game.
That game was a gem.
Oh, it's beauty. All right.
Many, many quarters.
Rewards of the week. I don't remember getting anything worth talking about. What about you guys?
I did. I'm trying to remember because I shared most of them with you in case I forgot. But at the top of my list, I got a Phoenix.
Oh
yeah.
I got at least one, possibly two Lady Thor covers. I got another Black Fantastic.
Whoop.
And, in a not super interesting but bizarre way, I got a 3-star Bullseye. So now I have him at 505.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I found that a little bit interesting.
Huh.
So, there's that then.
So, I got two that I was very happy with. Most of the covers I got are, of course, for my 3-stars that haven't been championed yet. So, I'm, you know, very sad about that. Kind of hopeful, but mostly sad. But, I got 2 4-stars that I was so happy with. One, I was able to pull a green Ralk, and now I have him at 253.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of Ralk.
Really wish I had enough ISO to level him.
Yeah, he'd totally be playable.
Secondly, and actually even more so, I can't tell you how happy I am about this. I finally got It's Clobberin' Time.
Oh, good.
For my thing. So he's only, he's a 1-3-2, but
right.
I have all 3 powers now. Very happy. But again, no ISO to level him. I gotta plump all my ISO into that stupid Human Torch, who's not stupid, but...
Right. but he's no Ralk, should be next on your list.
Yeah,
Or see where they show up in Crash of the Titans, because that's exciting.
Yeah, it's getting close to me that I'm going to... I've been really thinking about abandoning championing more 3-stars, and to really start pumping my ISO into my 4-stars.
I understand. I'm not there yet, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'm getting real close to making that decision that I'm just going to go.
Yeah, it seems reasonable. When you guys tell me about your 4-stars and you say things like 5, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
If someone's power at a 5, I'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Hammer and Anvil at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's the premier power to have.
I don't have him
that
leveled
Gamma
up.
Gamma Siphon seemed to be the way to live.
But he does, right now, he does 1987 damage to the enemy team. But if it's more, you know, if you have 18 or more green, it does 5,200 damage to the enemy team.
Yeah, that's absurd. Awesome. And you don't even have him leveled up.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but not to where he could be.
No, I have him at 113, so I could take him quite a little ways. I can take him to 209 now.
Woo! Oh. That would be a lot of Hulk.
That's way more ISO than I have, but yeah. Those two were pumping up my roster quite a bit.
Good times.
Did you?
I had nothing.
Well,
I don't remember a single memorable thing for the past week. I really don't. Nothing that made me excited and be like, ooh, look, one of those. I think I got, you know, a couple 3-stars that I added, you know, levels to my champions, but
right.
Nothing new or spectacular, that's for sure.
Right. Mystique, getting Mystique up gave me the Clobberin' Time, so was very happy.
Yeah.
That was well worth it.
Yeah. See, that was better than taking that chance at an Ant-Man.
Yeah, I think it was.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
The soon-to-be-named network is a podcast network that houses not only this fine podcast, but several others, like The Long Box Heroes, which is hosted by Todd and Leonard F. Chikarison, and they talk about comic books.
And Cinnabon.
When they're done with that, they go to
Cinnabon.
Long Box Heroes. No, they do not. I forgot to mention that. We'll get back to that. But they go to Long Box Heroes After Dark and discuss things they didn't have time to discuss on the regular podcast. We also have the Podvocacy with Jason and Dave, where they discuss pop culture interests. We have the Prodigal Sons podcast, where myself, Jared Bryan, and Adam discuss a variety of topics with some minor profanity peppered in. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the world-famous YouTube show Fresher in Parlance, starring Fresher in Parlance, where they discuss the news and events of the week from a Fresher in Parlance point of view. That is the soon-to-be-named network. Check us out on Tumblr?
Yes.
Yeah! I forgot how to check them out, but Tumblr, that's a thing. Go to the Puzzle Warriors 3 homepage. All the links are there. Ray provides you with so many links to so many things, and they're all there and easy to access. That's how I get around the internet. And our homepage is like the new Google to me.
And if you can't make it there, the soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com will get you all of the latest shows.
Well, that's a lot of typing.
It is. I have to say, the soon-to-be-named-network is a lot of typing, but bookmark it. You only have to type it once. Yeah.
And someday, soon, maybe potentially a new podcast might join that network.
It's possible.
Yes. Yes, I think it's being.
But remember, you have to make at least 10 episodes before you're allowed to be mentioned. That was the rule.
That was the rule that Jared made up a long time ago.
Right.
Just for us, I think. But
No, he made that up for Povacacy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I know, because we just discussed it last night.
There you go. And apparently I'm going to say there you go many, many times. as Ian mentioned, check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. There you'll find a place where you can comment, where you can contact us. You can listen to the podcast right there. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher. You can check us out always post on the subreddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, where you always post the show there. We pay attention to those comments. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to yell at us about, anything questions you may have, get to us via Reddit, get to us via our webpage. And what's that thing called again that's on the webpage?
Discuss.
Discuss. Man, you'd think that'd be an easy word to remember.
But it's discuss with a Q, so it's a little...
There you go. But fill out Discuss. We will take a look at those. Ray reads all the comments. He brings them up here. We'd love to hear from you. That's all we got for this week. If you feel like throwing us a bone, click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. Buy something. We might get a few pennies.
Yeah, do all your Valentine's Day shopping.
Yeah, you can buy something. It's one of those made-up holidays that makes you
feel
like you need to spend money.
Day shopping through that banner.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm super excited because that means I get to stay home on Monday and do nothing.
Ugh.
Good times. Good times.
You and your cushy government job.
Yeah, it's true. It's good stuff. All right, that's all I got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, folks, it's good to be the king. Even if it's of a small little nation. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
You all right there?
Yeah. The extra adjectives, the shrinking of that nation. Small wasn't good enough. This, even if it's a small, little, tiny, minuscule nation.
It's like the size of a postage stamp. There's like 9 people who live in Wakanda. Come on.